All right, man. How are we doing today? Good.
What do you think is the importance of having Harrison Smith back there? What does he bring to it?
Well, I mean, Harrison's a true professional in that, you know, he comes to work every day, does a good job with communication with us defensively. He makes plays for us in the game. He transfers from the practice field to the game. So, you know, he's been pretty consistent for us all year. So, you know, that's what he brings to the table for us.
If he is unable to go, what's the plan there?
Right now we've been working some guys back there. I mean, Sandejo's been working back there at safety. Exum's been working at safety. So, you know, it's the next man up mentality. We go on to the next guy and we move from there. Well, you know, he did some things yesterday, and he'll come back today. He'll do some more things, and we'll just keep evaluating it as the week goes through.
How much progress has Exum made just since he's been on the team?
You know, he's done a good job for us this year on special teams. Really hadn't had a lot of reps defensively for us, but we're pleased with where he's at right now. It's just a matter of he doesn't have a lot of game experience just because, you know, we haven't been able to get him in games. But he's done a great job for what we've asked him to do on special teams. I know, you know, Coach Prefer really likes, you know, the production that he's had on special teams. So from that aspect, though, he's still a learning and growing player. There were a lot of things. I mean, a lot of fundamental and technique breakdowns as far as tackling, as far as leverages, as far as our eyes. So, you know, as we went back through it and got a chance to evaluate not only the game but what we've done throughout the season, that's one of the things that we talk about. We got to get back to the fundamentals and concentrate and focus on what it is that we need to get done as much as anything.
Do you have an idea what it is, particularly run defense right now?
I think it's a combination of things. If it was just one thing, we would just cut it out. It's a combination of things from play to play. So that's the thing we've tried to impress upon our players this week, is we want to get back to doing the things fundamentally and technique-wise that we were doing before, to get back to those things and go out and play at a high level with a lot of energy, and, you know, we should improve from there.
Where did you see this week as a good opportunity to get back to
that? Yeah, I think we had a chance to sit down and evaluate ourselves and evaluate our players and see the things that we were doing good, things we weren't doing good, and sort of, you know, get back to a lot of the fundamental and techniques things. So we've been able to, you know, with the extra day, to been able to work those things to hopefully it'll show up on Sunday. Again, it's more about when we look at it, it's been more about what it is that we're doing as opposed to our opponent from week to week. Now, granted, each team has a different set of problems, but from our aspect of things, we want to concentrate and focus on what it is that we're going out to try to actually get accomplished.
How much more difficult is it to prepare not knowing if Calvin Johnson is going to
play? Well, we're going to prepare just as if he's, you know, he's going to play. I mean, again, our focus is on what we're going to do. I mean, game plan-wise, yeah, it changes some things. But from that aspect of things, we're trying to focus on the technique and fundamentals of what we're trying to get accomplished by call and those kind of things to help our defense improve.
And Coach Zimmer said yesterday he's expecting Anthony Sunday to be one of the best backers, better twice linebackers in the NFL. How good do you think Anthony Barr can be in the NFL?
I'll tell you, you know, I've coached linebackers a long time in this league. He has as much potential to do that, especially coming out here with the production and stuff that he's had as a rookie. So from that aspect of it, you know, he's ahead of the curve, and it's just, you know, with his professionalism, to be able to have that at such a young age and pay attention to details, being able to do it on the practice field, do it in a game. So from that aspect of it, it's just a matter of him continuing to get experience and keep working and keep getting the production that he has. And I think all those things will come to float as it keeps going down the road.
So does he have more potential than you've ever seen out of a rookie linebacker you've had?
He's as good as a rookie that we've had, you know, I've had, I should say. He's as good of a rookie that I've had in the past at the linebacker position.
Who'd be next on your list there?
I don't know. I've coached a lot of guys over the years. Each one of them have been a little bit different. He's probably as high a draft pick that I've had at linebacker, so that says a lot, too. All right?
Are you surprised at all by the instincts? I mean, just the fact that he has.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy that, you know, played running back for 2 years in college, he played linebacker 2 years in college. Then all of a sudden he comes to the NFL, it's his third year playing linebacker. I'm really impressed with, you know, the production and the things that he's able to accomplish at the position. But he gets the most out of his ability every day, and that's what we try to get everybody to do. He comes out here, he pays attention to the detail. He can pick up things that we're trying to get accomplished. He's a good match in coverage. He's a good pass rusher. So from that aspect of it, you know, him paying attention to the details of all the things that we're asking him to do, to wear as many hats as he does as a rookie. So from that aspect of it, yeah, I'm pretty impressed with it.
What can he do now that he couldn't have maybe in the preseason or beginning of the regular season?
Well, I think it's more of him being more comfortable with what it is we're asking him to do as far as keys, alignments, reads, all those type of deals. So now when the ball turns over, he's not having to think quite as much. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Okay, so from that aspect of it, I think he's a lot more comfortable and his athleticism can come into play more.
While you game plan for Calvin, do you have like a backup just in case Calvin is going even Reggie Bush?
Well, yeah, I mean, for us, again, we're preparing as if both of those guys are going to play. And then, you know, as we go in the game, there's certain calls that, you know, we may run, may not run if they're in there or if they're not in there. So from that aspect of it, we're kind of taking that approach to it. We're really concentrating on what it is that we're trying to get accomplished and what they're doing schematically. And then if they play, they play. If they don't, they don't.
What does Golden Tate bring to their?
I tell you, he's had a good year for him so far. His run after the catch has been incredible. I mean, he's one of those guys that you got to keep good leverage on in the coverage, and once he catches the ball, you got to have guys rallying to him to get him on the ground. So I think, you know, within their offensive scheme, they've done a good job of finding ways to get him the football, whether it's on screens or coming out of the backfield or whatever it is. And, you know, he's a pretty big part of what they do offensively.
Last couple for George.
The Lions have given up a lot of sacks this year. What's made them vulnerable in terms of pass protection?
I don't know if it's a new system. I mean, you kind of got to look at it from week to week, the matchups and those kind of things. So from that aspect of it, I think, you know, it's a new system. Guys are getting acclimated to it, and, you know, I don't want to say it's one particular thing.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.